Daf Mem Tes. We will begin on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Amabaya. We learned in the previous year the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us that if a man is Mekadosh a woman with certain stipulations, he says, I'm giving you a gold ring or I'm giving you wine. So the Mishnah says he has to follow what he said. In other words, the Tanakhama says it will not be a valid Kedushin. Rav Shimon says that if he said one thing and he actually ended up giving her something better than he had originally promised, it's a valid Kedushin. And the Gemara at the end of the shir explained what is the basis for Rav Shimon's opinion, because it's Mar Mokum Hulai, the Gemara said. It's not that he really means that it has to be that. He just was giving her an indication to show her what he meant. If he gives better, it's fine. Says the Gemara, Amar Abayi, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Elazar Kol Sfirloi, all of these are of the opinion, Maru Malkum Huloi. He's just showing him what he meant. Rav Shimon, as we just said, heard the Marim. Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanan. We already learned the Masechta Gittin. Usually a get is written, you take a document, and you write out the get, and Adam sign. However, the Gemara discusses what's known as a get Mekusher. Get Mekusher was typically written for Kahanim. Kahanim, number one, was somewhat hot-headed, and they may decide to divorce the wife a little impetuously. And secondly, we know that Kohen, if he divorces his wife, can't remarry her. So Chazal instituted that a Kohen should write a get for a Kohen, if Kohen wants to divorce his wife, a get Mekusher should be written, which is that a line is written, then a line is left blank, and then another line is written, and they have to sew it, these fold it and sew it, and then the Adam sign from the outside. So it takes a lot more time and a lot more talent to write such a get. And therefore, in the time that it takes to write that get, perhaps the Kohen will reconsider. So the Mishnah says, in Masecht of Baba Basra, get Pashut, a regular get, Adam Metoichai, the Adam is signed on the bottom of the document. Mekusher, a get Mekusher that we just mentioned, Edom Mechayrov, the Edom is signed on back of the folds. Poshet, says the Mishnah, Shekos of Edom Mechayrov, if you have a regular get, but you have the Edom sign on the back, or Mekusher, Shebetoichai Edom, Mekusher, Shekos for Edom Metoichai, we have a get Mekusher which has the Edom sign on the document, Shneim Psulim. And most Rishonim tell us that not only in a situation of a get poshet that has the Edom on the outside, or vice versa, is a puzzle. But let's say you'll have a get poshet that have Edom signed both on the inside and on the outside, or the same by a get mekusher, the Rishonim say that still that get is puzzle. Because people are not going to know, is it really a get mekusher, is it really a get poshet? And one of the very big differences between a get poshet and a get mekusher is that we learned the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that says that they used to date documents, and they used the amount of years that the king of the monarchy that they lived in was in power. By get mekusher, we always add a year. So if we don't know if it's get mekusher or get poshet, we won't really know what the right date is. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, mekusher shekosov edav metaychay. If you have a get mekusher with the item assigned inside, kosher. Still kosher. Why? Shiachal asoysa poshet. You could always take the get mekusher, untie the folds, and you'll have a regular get. So the Rishonim ask, Taisus already discusses it, when we described a moment ago a get mekusher, we saw that you write a line, you leave space, and then you write another line in order to sew up the two lines. So we know that a get poshet, you're not supposed to have any empty lines. So how can we say that a get mekusher could be turned into a get poshet? Why don't you have a problem with the lines? So Taisva says that empty lines don't necessarily disqualify a get. That's Taisva's opinion. Other Rishonim say that even if you're going to have a get mekusher, it's not like we began where there has to be empty space, because if we have empty space, then it would be automatically disqualified. There's a way of making a get mekusher or intending to make a get mekusher without any empty space. The Rishonim also discuss, as I said a moment ago, that the paiske, that the dating of a get mekusher and a get poshet are different datings. The get mekusher we always date a year later. So now they explain we could understand the opinion of Tanakama. If you're going to start with writing the get as a get mekusher, you're going to write it with a year later. And then if you end up using it with a get poshet, you may get confused with the dates. And that's why the Tanakama disallows this. What's going to be pshat in Rav Chanina ben Gamliel? So Mefarshim explained, the way to understand Rav Chanina ben Gamliel's opinion is that if whoever's holding on to the shtar is holding on to it, we don't have to worry about the dates. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hakol Kaminig HaMedina. So Pasha Pshat, what is Rav Shimon Gamliel saying? That if somebody comes to a cipher to write a get, and he doesn't indicate what kind of get should be written, Pasha or Mekusher, the cipher should do whatever is the custom in that place. That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying. Ask the Gemara, if that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Ravinimba, the Tanakama less lame minig Medina, does the Tanakama disagree with this? Everybody follows the minig Medina. So if Ashi explains what the Mishnah means, but Asru the Nigi v'Poshet, if the minig Medina is to make a get Poshet, Vavad Leib Mekusher, and he made a get Mekusher, or Inami but Asru the Nigi v'Mekusher, the minig Medina is to make a get Mekusher, Vavad Leib Poshet, and he wrote a get Poshet, Kula Amma, Leprigi Devadi Kabdi. Everybody agrees that it's a problem. You have to do what the Minig HaMedina is. Ki Pligi, what is the Machloikis that the Mishnah is referring to? But Asru the Nehigi, Beim Poshet Beim Mekusher. There is no specific Minig HaMokim if they write a get Poshet or write a get Mekusher. Vomalei, and he went and told the Sofer, Ovidli Poshet, I want you to make me a get Poshet. V'ozav Ovidli Mekusher. And then the cipher, instead of making from a get poshet, made from a get mekusher. Masover k'teidim. The Tanakhama says, if the person asks for a get poshet, you have to make a get poshet. Why? So Rishonim explain. Because A, you have the issue of the dating that we just mentioned. And number two, a get poshet is written obviously much quicker than a get mekusher. And he wants to divorce his wife. He doesn't want to delay it. Or masover marim makim hulay. When the person tells the cipher, I want to get poshet written, it doesn't mean that he specifically wants a get poshet. He's telling the cipher, get poshet is good enough. You don't have to go through the trouble of writing a get mekusher. But if you want to write a get mekusher, it's fine. So again, we see the concept of maramakim. The third tana that Abaya identified that follows the opinion of maramakim, it's Rebbe Elazar. The Tanan. The Mishnah says, Masechta Gittin. Hishish Amra, a woman tells a shliach lekabola, who's going to accept her get on her behalf. His gabali gitili makam plani. You could pick up my get in this locale. The kibala gitav makam akram. And he ends up picking up the get elsewhere. So the Tanakama holds his puzzle. What's the pshat in Tanakama? Because the Tanakama says receiving a get is a embarrassment. And she wants specifically in that place where she thinks nobody really knows her anyway. Rabbi Loza disagrees. He says, she's just telling him she's desperate to get divorced. So she's telling him, I want you to pick up the get for me, and you'll probably be able to find it in this place, in this location. But if you find it anywhere else, fine. Al Mekusover Maramakim Hulay, that he also subscribes to the concept of Maramakim. Ask the Pnei Yeshua. There's a very fundamental difference between Rabbi Lazar's outlook to Maramakim versus all the other Mandamrim. In the other cases, let's review the other cases quickly. Rav Shimon of our Mishnah, he said he's giving her silver, he ends up giving gold. So the change was to a benefit. In the previous Gemara, he asked for a get poshet, he got a better get, he got a get mekusher. So we could say that even though he didn't get what he asked, he only got a better deal, so he's fine. Even though he said something, he only meant it to be a maramakim. Here, her getting the get in this place is not an advantage over getting the get in another place. So why is the Gemara putting Rabbi Lazar in the same category as all the other mandamrim? So the Pnei Yeshua says two answers. One answer he says, and this is a rule for Shas, Many times in Shas we find that an Amira identifies a group of Tanoim that all follow the same concept. So they don't have to be identical. The fact that they subscribe to the basic concept, even though there are differences in the application of the concept, doesn't mean that they don't agree to the same concept. That's one pshat the Pnei Yeshua says. Another pshat is what I said a moment ago, that she does benefit by getting the get anywhere, because she's anxious to get divorced, and by telling the shliach, by Rabbi Elazar telling us wherever the shliach will pick up the get, she's divorced, she's actually gaining, because like this, she's going to be able to get the get quicker. Amma Ula, says Ula, we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, b'shvach mamon, where the husband promised to give one thing, and he gave something better. Is it valid or not? Tanakam says not, Rav Shimon says yes. Ava b'shvach yoichsen. Let's say, regarding yichus, divrei hakol einu mekadeshes. And as the Rishonim explain, as we'll see in the Gemara, it goes both directions, as we'll see in the Mishnah tomorrow. Whether she expected, he said he's a Levi, and he ended up being a Kohen, or he said he's a Kohen, and he ended up being a Levi, if it wasn't what he said, everybody will agree that the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. So we could understand, very easily, if he's less than what he said. He said he's a Kohen, he's only a Levi. He said he's a Levi, he's only Yisrael. But why if he's more, does she not, why would Rav Shimon disagree? Says the Gemara, my Tama, Misana derav mekaroi labi'inam. Which means, I don't want a shoe bigger than my foot. She says, I don't need such a big yichus. He said he's a Levi, he's a Kohen. I don't want such a yichus to go husband. And therefore, it's not a shoe that it's appropriate for me. And therefore, everybody agrees that it's not a valid Kedushin. In fact, I saw that the Chazon Ish used to use this concept very often. People used to come to him and ask him that they want to begin learning all sorts of different limudim. They want to accept upon themselves all sorts of minhagim. And he used to say, what you have to do is what fits for you. That's what a Jew has to do. You can't take on something that isn't appropriate for yourself. In fact, the Mefarshim say, that's pshat in Pirkei Avos. Eizu derech shi'iva la'adam. The Mishnah doesn't speak about a one-size-fit-all derech in Avodas Hashem. Eizu derech shi'iva la'adam. Every person has to choose a derech Hashem which is appropriate and fits him. And that's what this Gemara is saying. Tanya Namihachi says the Gemara, the Brice actually says it. Rav Shimon, neither Rav Shimon, im hitel shvach yoichsin, when does Rav Shimon disagree? Only when it's a financial difference. But if it's shvach yoichsin, ain't a mekadeshes. Then he agrees that it won't be a valid kedushin. Amar Vashi, masnisin namideka. If we learn the Mishnah, namibayis, the Mishnah actually corroborates this approach. The Tani, what did the Mishnah say? Amnashi koyin v'nim tzalevi. The husband said, I'm a koyin, but he really turns out to be a Levi. Or, as we said, he said he's a Levi v'nim tzakoyin. Nosin v'nim tzamamzer. Mamzer v'nim tzamoser. He said he's a nosin, but he's really a mamzer. Or he said he's a mamzer, he's really not a nosin. He's really a nosin. So firstly, the Rishonim explained that obviously the Mishnah is referring to a woman who has a disqualification. She's only able to marry somebody who's a mamzer or a nosin. And a mamzer and a nosin, each has with it its own problems. A mamzer is a psul deraisa. A nosin is not a psul deraisa. We learned the Gemara says that the nesinim were the gevonim who fooled Klal Yisrael as if they were really Jewish, as if they were a different nation, but they really wanted to Zion Amamin. And Dovin nosnam, that's where the word nosin comes, to be chayte eitzim v'shoya v'mayim. So most Rishonim explain that either they or their children, specifically after he goes through Geirus, or some Rishonim say after three generations, are only osim d'rabbanan. So mamzer is an osim d'raisa, and nosin is only osim d'rabbanan. On the other hand, a mamzer comes from a Jewish yichus, maybe a mamzer, but his parents are both Jewish. A nosin comes from a non-Jewish yichus, so each has its advantages and disadvantages. The Lord Paul Rav Shimon. We don't find that in that Mishnah, Rav Shimon disagrees. It must be, as far as this question is concerned, everybody agrees. Maskova Mabaravashi asked Mabaravashi, Elo Tani, we learned in the same Mishnah, If the husband says, a man wants to be Mekadosh a woman, and he says, I have a daughter, a Shifcha Magdalos, or he says, I have a slave, the Eloi, and he ends up not having, or Amanash Eloi, he says he doesn't have, the Yeshloi, and he ends up having the Shrach Mamanhu, Hachanam Adloi Palik. So the Gemara, first let's explain the Mishnah, then let's explain the Gemara's question. He either tells her, I don't have a daughter, and he ends up having one. So that we could understand. She doesn't want a stepdaughter, and if he lies to her, it's not a Kedushin. But ask the Gemara, if he said he doesn't have a slave, and he ended up having a slave, isn't that a Shvach Mammon? She ends up getting a slave. Yet we see that Rav Shimon doesn't disagree in that Mishnah. Why doesn't he disagree? Didn't we say that Rav Shimon, and as we learned in our Mishnah, disagrees with Shvach Mammon? Ella, what must we say? Pala Bereisha, even though the Mishnah doesn't explicitly tell us that Rav Shimon disagrees, he does disagree in every situation of Shvach Mammon. V'adin, even though the Mishnah doesn't say that he disagrees by the issue of Shvach Yosin, it must be that he disagrees L'Seifa. Hachanami Pala Bereisha V'adin L'Seifa, that he is arguing even by Shvach Yosin. Says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand. Two truths, say the Gemara. One teretz is, Hachi Hashta. Hasam Idiv Idiv the Shvach Mammon. The case by the Shivcha is identical to the case of the Mishnah that we just learned on Memches Amud Beis. The both situations are mandatory. So the Mishnah said in yesterday's Mishnah, the Pala Bereisha, that they already argued, and who had them safer, so therefore it doesn't have to say again that they're disagreeing. It's obvious that Rav Shimon disagrees by Shvach Mammon. However, in the case of Shvach Yoichsin, M. Isa the Pollock, if Rav Shimon also disagrees by Shvach Yoichsin, Nisni, it should be mentioned. The fact that it's not mentioned is an indication that he doesn't disagree. Iba Yisema, says the Gemara, different teretz. Hachanam Shvach Yoichsin. The case where he told her, I don't have a slave, and he ended up having a slave, is not just Shvach Mammon. It's also, there's an element of Shvach Yoichsin. Mi Savat Ma Magdalos, what do you think Magdalos means? Gedolah Mamish, Magdalos doesn't mean that she's an adult. Ma Magdalos, Gedolos, that she's a distinguished woman. Damrihi, and the wife could say, Leinichali the Shok Minei Minoi, Vazla Nadja Kamish Vasai. Since this slave woman is a distinguished woman, she says, I'm willing to forego having her as a slave, because what's she going to do? She's going to tell all the neighbors everything I do at home. So if she was just a damn slave woman, nobody will pay attention to what she says. But since she's a distinguished woman, they're going to listen to what she says. So that's why I'm prepared to give up having her, because the price of having her and having her gossip about me is a price that I'm not willing to pay. So it's not just Shvach Mammon, it's Shvach Yoichsin, and that's why everything fits perfectly. All of the cases of the next Mishnah are situations of Shvach Yoichsin, and Rav Shimon doesn't disagree with Shvach Yoichsin, and that's why we don't find Rav Shimon mentioned as disagreeing in that Mishnah. Another pshat in Magdalos is that she runs a wig salon, or she's a hairstylist. So usually the people who work with the hair, they have a lot of customers, and they talk what they heard, they gossip. She says, I don't want my slave woman to be such a woman because she's going to gossip what she sees in my house all the time. Tana Rabbanan begins the Gemara. If a man says, I'm not a Kriyana, I'm in the category of being a Kriyana. Who is a Kriyana? That the Kedushin depends on that. Kivin Shikara Shalosha Psukim Vesa Knesses. If he's a person that can read three Psukim in the Shul, Hareza Mekudeshes. He fits the category. Yudaima It's not enough that he should be able to learn to read Chumash. He also has to be able to say the Targum. Machlokes Rishonim. Does Rabbi Yehuda agree that it's three psukim? Or when Rabbi Yehuda says Shiyikra, it doesn't mean that three psukim is enough. Says the Gemara. When he says V'yitargim, it seems to mean Yitargim Atati, that he could be able to explain the psukim. Ask the Gemara. Is that an acceptable approach? If somebody goes and explains the psukim, the Torah, as they are said, Harei Zabadoi. He's a liar. Vamoisif Olav, and somebody adds to the words, Harei Zemecharef Megadev. He could come to, like, Apikorsis. El Mai Targum, Targum the Don. It must be Targum, when it says Yikvi Targum, doesn't mean that he could explain the psukim on his own. It means that he could say Targum Unklus. So let's explain this Gemara as the Rishonim explain. The Rishonim give two examples, there are actually many more, why our Targum would not be acceptable. There's a pasuk that says, Lysan al Riv. Pasuk Pshat means that if two people come to you, they have a dispute, Lysan, don't get involved. Of course, that can't be Pshat. What is Lysan al Riv? On the contrary, it means don't ignore a dispute. There's another pasuk that says, Vayechsu es Elokim. What's Pashup Shat? They saw God. You can't see God. The Pasuk says, Kloy Yirani Adam V'chai. So what does Unkla say? V'yechsu is Kvoy Dalakim, the Yikr the Shechinta. He saw the cover of Shechina. So we see that we can't explain the Pesukim. We have to follow Targum Unklas. Why is it called Targum Unklas? Because actually this Targum was given to us together with the Torah at Har Sinai. However, over the generations, it got forgotten. And Unklus is the one that brought it back. So that's what Pshat is. Yikr v'yitagim. He has to be able to say posik v'yitagim with the Targum Unklus. The Orach HaShulchan says, this Gemara was relevant in the times of Chazal. When we know, we have many times in the Gemara, that when they read from the Chumash, they read from the Torah, they immediately said the Targum. We don't do that because we don't understand the Targum. So there's really, we don't speak Aramaic. So he says, in our time, what would be the definition of Yikr V'Yitargim? That he knows the Tamim, he knows how to lay, he knows how to read from a Sefer Torah. V'hanimili Dama Karyana. When is this, if he called himself a Karyana? Av Omala Karana. If he said, I am in the category of being a Kara, Ad Kara Reis Naviv Iksuva, V'diyuka. He has to be able to perfectly be familiar with all of Tanakh. Amnashani Shina, if you use the word Shina, Chiskiyama Halachas, Machlachas for Shina, what Halachas means. Some Rishonim say Halachas means Halacha L'Moshim Sinai. Some Rishonim say Halachas means Mishnayas. And then there's a Machlachas. How many Mishnayas you have to know? Three, or Shisha Sidri Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan Matayra. What it means is, if somebody says Shina, he has to know. So Pashup Shad in the Gemara is, he has to know Chamish Chumash Torah. Ask the Gemara, Ezu Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, Ezu Mishnah, Remeo Mahalochis, Rabbi Yudah Medrash, but nobody said just knowing Chumash. Says the Gemara, my Torah, what does he mean with Torah? Medrash Torah. And as the Netziv explains, the word Shina represents that he doesn't just learn it once and accept it, but rather what it means is that he delves into it and is able to understand it well. V'hanimili, however, when is it, if he says Shina, do we say it means Medrash Torah, Domla Tanya Nana, if he called himself a Tanina, Ava Omla Tanana, if he says, I'm marrying you on the condition that I am a Tana, Ada Tani Hilksa Safra Safri V'tait Sefta. Only such an individual is in that category. Amnas Shani Talmud, if somebody says on the condition that I am a Talmud, Einam Kishirim Ben Azai Kishirim Ben Zaymai, he doesn't have to be on the category of a Shirim Ben Azai or Shirim Ben Zaymai. They were great Tamid Chachamim. Even though the Mepharshim explain, if they were such great Tamid Chachamim, why aren't they called Rebbe? Mepharshim say, because they did not give smicha to anyone who was a Bacher, who wasn't married, and they weren't married. Ella, Kol Shishana to become Makum Dover Echa Bilamudai, if somebody is able to ask him a question about his learning, for Oimrei. Vafila b'mesechta dekala. Even if he can answer mesechta kala. And there are two pshatim mesechta dekala. Rashi says mesechta kala is one of the short mesechtas. The mesechta begins kala b'lai brocha, asur l'bala kanida. If a kala didn't have proper sheva brochas, her husband can't live with her. It's a very easy, small mesechta. As long as he can even know, if he knows that, that's already enough. Another pshat that the Rishonim offer is that they used to have, we had it many times in the Gemara, that before Yom Tov they used to have public lectures where the Rav would give a lecture about the halachas of Yom Tov. It was a fairly simple lecture, just teaching them the basics of the Yom Tov, and that is considered already in the category of being a Talmud. Amenashani Chacham. Again, in first and said, Amenashani Chacham. Ain Omi Kechakne Yivna. Yavna. It doesn't have to be in the category of Chakne Yavna. Kriakiva Vichaverov. Somebody in the category of Akiva and his Chaverim. El Kol Sheshal and I say, Dvar Chacham become Mokim. As long as he's asked the question for Omroi, and he's able to answer a question, it's good enough. So I saw, first of all, I saw an interesting Prisha. The Prisha says that the Gemara says somebody's considered a Chachma, as long as you ask him one Dvar Chachma, he can answer. Says the Prisha, it doesn't even have to be in Torah. If you ask the person a question that involves intellect, intelligence, and he answers in an intelligent manner, he's considered a Chachma. But then, the Chazon Ish, it's interesting because it really wasn't the derech of the Chazon Ish, was once asked why we find that in most yeshivas they don't learn up many dafim of Gemara. They learn a few dafim of Gemara every semester. You have to know Kol HaTorah Kula. So he said to look in to the Hagdama of the Levushei Martcha, Moshe Martcha Epstein, the Slobodka Rosh Yeshiva, then the Chevron Rosh Yeshiva, and the Hagdama of the Levushei Martcha to the Sechet Baba Kama, he writes as follows. He speaks about the Slobodka method of learning, which is really the yeshivish way of learning, where they don't learn many dafim of Gemara. And he says, why not? He says, because our Gemara just taught us, he says, that the mark of a Chacham is not somebody who knows all of Shas. Kosha Shaila is Dvar Chachma, if he knows to answer even one Shaila, but he has developed analytical tools to be able to know how to approach a Shaila, how to approach an Inyan in learning, that is called a Chacham. He says, that's why in the yeshivas they don't learn many dafim, but everything they learn and they train the Talmidim to have this analytical approach to really understand something. Because he says, if you learn something and you understand it, it means you're a Chacham, it means you learned, and otherwise, it doesn't mean that you learned. Says the Gemara, I'm an Ashani Giber. If somebody says, I'm an Ashani, I'm a strong person. We don't have to be on the category of Avner ben Ner, Yoav ben Tzruya, who were the generals, Avner of Shaul, Yoav of David. People have fear of him because they consider him a strong individual. I'm an Ashani Osher. If somebody says on condition that I'm a wealthy man, he doesn't have to be wealthy like Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim, that the Gemara says that he had 1,000 ships and he had 1,000 cities. Or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Gemara says that every year he took off 12,000 animals to be the Maisa Behemar. El Kol Shebnei Iroi Mechab Noisar Bnei Ashrei. People respect him because they consider him a wealthy person. And I saw two pshatim in understanding this Gemara. One pshat is that wealth is somewhat relative. In one location, you can be considered a wealthy person even if you don't have so much money. Another place, you have to have more money to be considered wealthy. Every person is dependent on the location where he lives. Another pshat that I saw is like this. The person doesn't necessarily have a lot of money. But people think that he's a wealthy man, and he's respected because of that. That's enough. Then says the Gemara, I'm Nashi Tzadik. If he says, I'm Nashi Tzadik, I feel a Rosh Gomer, even if he's a Rosh Gomer, Mekudeshes. It's a valid Kedushin. Why? Because we have to be concerned, Shemi Hira Tshuva Bedata. Maybe he was Mahar B'Tshuva, and he really became a Tzadik Gomer. So the Rishonim say, exactly, the Rishonim say, most Rishonim say, it's not a Vada Kedushin. It's only a Sofik Kedushin. On one hand, we have to be concerned that maybe he did this Tshuva and he became a Tzadik. On the other hand, maybe he didn't. So it's a Sofik Kedushin. Some Mefarshim want to suggest, however, let's say we see the person, says, I'm an Ashani Tzadik. And afterwards we see that he's not acting like a Tzadik at all, then we don't have to be concerned at all. What is considered a Hira Tshuva? So I saw the Machloikis. Some say it's enough that he had Charota, just he regretted all the Averis he did. Some say that he had to have Vidui. And some say you have to have also have to have Kabbalah Ala Haba. The Mefarshim also point out that we know, we learned, the Gemara Masechta Yuma says, There are two types of averus. The averus ben adam l'makayim, and the averus ben adam l'chaveroi. Ben adam l'makayim, you have to do tshuva. Ben adam l'chaveroi, ein moichem loy, achi yisratzes chaveroi. So what's going to be the din? You have a person that did averus ben adam l'chaveroi. And now he says, I'm nashani tzadik. I'm nashani tzadik. So do we have to be concerned that he's not really a tzaddik? I didn't see him going over asking forgiveness from anybody that he did any wrong to. So it's actually machloikus rishonim. Some rishonim say, of course, by averus ben adam l'chaveroi, you can't be a tzaddik without getting mechila. Other rishonim, however, suggest that the avera component, tshuva is enough. There's another rule, you have to get mechila, but the avera component can be resolved that way. The Lecha Mishnah asks a very interesting question. The Gemara says, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, that let's say somebody was Mekadish woman in front of two Edom. And we know these two Edom are Apostle Edom. We know they've done Averis that they're Rishom. So the halacha is, Einam Mekadeshes. Ask the Lecha Mishnah, why are we so quick to say, Einam Mekadeshes? Maybe these two people did tshuva. And then the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. Why are we not concerned, like our Gemara indicates, that we should be concerned? So I saw two terutzim to the Akasha. One terutz is, you can't just assume that a person did tshuva without any indication that the person did tshuva. Here we have some sort of indication that the person did tshuva. He said, I'm nashani tzaddik. But let's say he didn't say anything, and I see a person who's a Rasha, and I have no reason to believe that he did tshuva, I can't just all of a sudden assume that he did tshuva. Another teretz, very interesting teretz, it's often that you've been a Rav. Al Gemara is talking about a chassan. He goes over to a woman, I'm a national tzaddik. We know, chassan, moichem loy kol avonoisav. So a chassan is more predisposed to having mechilas avonis. That's why by a chassan, if he says, I'm a national tzaddik, we really have to be concerned. By somebody else, we don't have to be concerned. Say to Mefarshim, we know that doing tshuva is a mitzvah in the Torah. Vashivai salav avecha. So the question is, why don't you make bracha on tshuva? We don't see that anybody makes a bracha before he does tshuva. So one of the answers is given, is that you never make a bracha on something that you could do just behirur, just with thoughts. Our Gemara is showing us that you could be maharur and you become a baal tshuva. So therefore, you can't make a bracha, we don't make a bracha on that mitzvah. The Ragged Shover says a very nice part. It says, the Gemara says that b'makom shebaal tshuva oimdim, ain't tzaddikim gemarim yichayon lamed. That means a baal tshuva is even greater than a tzaddik. Where do we know that from? So it says, from our Gemara. The person said, I'm a nashani tzaddik. So what does the Gemara say? Maybe he was mahar b'tshuva. If he was mahar b'tshuva, he's a baal tshuva, he's not a tzaddik. So how do you become a tzaddik? It must be, says the Ragged Shover, that a baal tshuva is even greater than a tzaddik. So if he's about tshuva, he's certainly a tzaddik, says the Gemara. I'm a nashani Rasha. If somebody says I'm a nashani Rasha, I feel a tzaddik gomer, even though we know this person's a tzaddik gomer, we're kadeshes. We have to be concerned that maybe it is kedushin. Why? Shemi hira dvar oivis kachavim bedatoi. Maybe he thought about doing avodah zarah, and as we learned earlier in the Masechta, by avodah zarah, as soon as he has the machshava ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaref l'maisa, and avodah zarah is the greatest avera, and he's considered a rasha.
It
would
also be sofik kedushin.
Here too, the mefarshim say it would be a sofik kedushin. Chokhma yard l'oilam. 10 measures of chokhma came down to the world. Tishan not l'Eretz Yisrael. 9 were taken by Eretz Yisrael. Vechid kolaylam kulay. And the one was the rest of the world. Because the mefarshim explained, the Meharal explains that chokhma is tied to ruchnius. And because Eretz Yisrael is the center of all Ruchnius, that's why Chachma belongs there. Asara kavim yoyfi yardu la'ilam, 10 measures of beauty came down to the world, teshen at Yushlaim, now we're taken by Yushlaim, vechakaram kulam, one is the rest of the world. Asara kavim ashirus yardu la'ilam, 10 kavim of ashirus came down to the world, teshen not la'ramayim, now we're taken by the Romans, Roman commandment, the early Romans, vechakaram kulay. Why? So Mishfarshim explained, and Mashah explains, we know that they divided, Esav and Yaakov divided the world. Esav got Olam Hazah, and Yaakov got Olam Haba. So the Roman Kadmonim, who are the descendants of Esav, deserve the Ashiris. Yod Kabim, Anias Yod Olam, 10 measures of poverty came down to the world. Tisha, not Lebovel, Vechel Kalayim Kulay. Asar Gabim, Dasus. Dasus means arrogance. Yard Alayim. Tisha, not Elam. 9 were taken by Elam. Vechel Kalayim Kulay, 1 the rest of the world. Ask the Gemara, the Gasus Lebovel Noschus. The Gemara says that arrogance went to Bovel. Vechsiv Esa Einai. Zechariah has a vision and he says, Ve'eli Hinish Taim Noshim Yaitzis. 2 women are going out. The ruach bekanfeim with wind, ulhen kafnayim kekanfei chasida. They had wheels like the chasida. But the senus efer beit eros ben shemayim. They were carrying it between the earth and heaven. So the Mashal explains, they had in them these two midas. One was the mida of gasus, and the other mida is chanufa. Chanufa means that they try to flatter everybody. So he says a very interesting pshat. Somebody who is arrogant, nobody wants to have anything to do with him. Somebody who flatters everybody, everybody wants to be his friend. These people had both of these traits. So they couldn't be friends with people because they had gases. They, on the other hand, couldn't be Shemayim because they had Chanufa. So they were between the earth and Shemayim. The Emelai, Vam Elamalach Adav be Onahem Malichas Sefer, where they traveling to? The Emelai, Livnos Lebayis Bereshina. It represents Chanif and Gassus Ruach. She yarded to Bavel. In. So it says they went to Bavel. How do we say went to Bavel? It says the Gemara, in. Lahocha Nachas. It began in Bavel. V'shtirvi hushtabar v'lahasam. And then it ultimately traveled to Elam. Deikad Nami. And the Ksiv Livnash Labais. It traveled to build a house. Shmami no. Says the Gemara, Aini, is this true? V'amamar simen legasus anius. We see, what is the proof that somebody is arrogant, that he's poor? The anius, the bavel udikul, and anius exists in bavel. So we see that it's in bavel, not in elam. Says the Gemara, what does it mean anius is in bavel? Anius the Torah. The ksiv, and the chois lo nektar v'shtayim ein lo. We have a young sister that doesn't have breast. What does it mean that she doesn't breast? V'amar b'yachna zu elam. It's the city of Elam, Shizoch Salomite. The people in that city learn Torah, V'loizoch Salalamite, but can't teach Torah. And the Mefarshim explain, why is a person that is a gassus, that is arrogant, have a nias to Torah, doesn't develop in learning? So I saw 2 pshatim in the Mefarshim. One pshat that the Mefarshim say, is a person who's arrogant, doesn't think that he has to review his learning. I know it already. That we know that without chazara, we can't succeed in our learning. Another pshat is, in order to succeed in learning, you have to be able to listen to a shir. You have to be able to listen to somebody else. An arrogant person doesn't feel that he should go listen to any shir. I already know more than the magid shir. And that's why he doesn't develop in his learning. Asar kamen gvur yard aloylem. 10 measures of strength came down to the world. Tishon not lepasayim. Asar kam kinim is lice. Yod loylem tisha not modai, because they were people and they weren't sanitary. Asar kavim kshofim yod loylem, 10 kavim of kshofim came to the world, tisha not l'mitzrayim. So 9 were taken by the Mitzrayim. So I saw a beautiful vart. The Mefarshim say, the Pasuk says, that when Moshe and Aaron came to Paroi, and they saw different nisim, the sorcerers of Paroi were able to do the same. So Farshim asked, of course they were able to do the same. Al Gemara just said that they were the 9 measures of Kishuv, they were the ones that had. So what's pshat that they were able to do it? What does it represent? So I saw a beautiful pshat. If you come and you say, and you show something off that's really fantastic, but you show it to people that don't really understand what it is, so it doesn't really mean anything. What is the Pasuk telling us? Moshe and Aaron came and made Nisim and Mitzrayim. Our Gemara just taught us that Mitzrayim was the center of Kishuv in the world. And ultimately Moshe and Aaron made Nisim that they couldn't imitate. If the Mitzrayim can't imitate it, then it really shows that this is the real thing. Says the Gemara. Asar kabim the goyim yard aloylam of tsaras test not l'chazerim. 9 were taken by chazerim. The Farshim explained that's why we find in Shas that the same wording is used both for chazer and for tzras. The Gemara many times calls it dover acher, because chazer and tzras travel together. Yod kam is nus yod alaylam, tishan not la'arbaya, the Arabs. Asar kam azus yod alaylam, chutzpah, tishan not la'mashin. Asar kam sikh yod alaylam, tishan not la'noshim. Women took 9 shears. There is another girsa that says asar kam shikha. The women got the 10 measures of shikha, women got, and they got 9. So I saw 2 pshat to why. One pshat is, sometimes a husband and wife get into a fight. So if women wouldn't forget, they'd be in a fight forever. But if the women forget, so then they won't be in a fight. Another pshat is that women, we learned earlier in the Masechta, aren't obligated to learn Torah. So since they're not obligated to learn Torah, then they could forget. We who have to learn shouldn't forget. Asar kabim shichris yard alaylam, tesha not lakushim. Asar kabim shina yard alaylam, sleep, tesha not lavadim, vecha not lakalayam kulam. The Mashah points out that the Gemara mentions all of these things that the world got and who got more and who got less. So the one thing that the Gemara doesn't speak about is tzidkis or rishis, which people got to be tzaddikim, which people are rishon. So he says, why not? He said, because we know the Gemara says that before every person is created, the malachim take this tipa in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, will it be gibra cholish, strong or weak, Asher or Ani, weak or wealthy or poor. Giver, have a tzaddik, David says. Why not? Because that, Hakobi de Shemayim, Chutzmi Yerushemayim. Says the Mashal, same here. All these traits, there are countries, there are people that are more predisposed to one characteristic versus another characteristic. But Yerushemayim, we have to work on ourselves.